Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, October 2nd, 2012. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Today we'll talk a little bit about the market, Apple. Not too much stuff, but just a little, right? Well, you know, we basically started out the last quarter of the year this week. And it's been a little topsy-turvy, right? You know, yesterday we shot out of the gate early. And, you know, we saw the Dow led yesterday, and that's usually not a good sign. Even the NASDAQ and the NDX finished in the red yesterday. Well, today is a little bit kind of the opposite. We had a chance to go down, right? It was up early, went down, and then kind of rallied into the close. So basically, let's just call it flat. There's a lot of news out there. There's been a lot of news the last few weeks. You know, the last 2 weeks have been negative weeks after, you know, just an amazing run. And the third quarter really was a great quarter for stocks. So yesterday we had the Fed. They came out and they said we needed to do more easing and that we're not doing enough. And this is after last week's saying from one of the Fed members that they thought that the QE3 wasn't going to have the same kind of effect or as much of an effect as they'd want. So there's a lot of conflicting messages that coming out of the Fed, and I guess that's nothing unusual, right? You know, yesterday we also had the ISM number that came out better than expected, 51.5. Excuse me, 51.5 instead of 49.6 a month earlier. And, basically manufacturing is growing, and it's just another evidence of a slow growing economy, slower than we would like, slower than we think it is. So, you know, what's in the slope of hope? You know, I think the main thing in the slope of hope is that the Federal Reserve and the other world central banks are not going to let the economy sink, and that they're going to print as much money as they can to prevent it. You know, we had the ISM come out with a positive surprise. Over the weekend we had Barron's come out with a positive article on Goldman Sachs. Is that a time to buy Goldman Sachs, or is that a contrarian indicator? I mean, that's a bad sign for financials. You know, Google's near an all-time high. It replaced Microsoft as the second biggest stock in the NASDAQ 100. So those are the kind of things we're seeing, some of the growth in the companies that have it, right, in the continuing to pile on. In the wall of worry, I mean, oil's near its highest levels that it's been for a while. And, you know, if we have some economic things kind of looming in the future, the fiscal cliff, right? And a lot of that's going to depend on who gets elected, or maybe it doesn't. Maybe they're all just waiting until after the election. But I read that 90% of Americans would see higher taxes if we go off the fiscal cliff at the end of the year. 90%. They're not talking about that. They're talking about, the Bush tax cuts only affect the rich, but 90% of people are going to face higher taxes. So it's more than just the rich. Apple was up a little bit today. I think it's at $662. It was over, before the iPhone 5, it was up over $700, right? So do we see a sell the news reaction on Apple? Or are we seeing just a lack of demand? I mean, there were projections that Apple's going to sell 10 million of these the first weekend. They only sold 5. We got Apple earnings coming up in a few weeks in October, middle of October. Or is there just a better supply chain? They've got more iPhones out there. They planned well. You know, I think I wrote on the blog that I've heard a couple stories now of folks who they just went to the Verizon store and they wanted an iPhone and they were able to just go in, get one, walk out, and that was on launch day. And I heard the other day someone say here in Sacramento that they went to the Apple store, not right at the open, but a couple hours later, and they were able to get 2 iPhones, whatever they wanted. They had all sizes, all colors. And they were able to just walk in and get one. So did we see a lot of pent-up demand that just expired? And it was the people who always go buy them or and they just expired after that? I mean, are people happy with their 4 and 4S? You know, I was listening to, I think it was Leo Laporte, and he was talking about the iPhone 5 and whether you need to upgrade or not. I have an iPhone 4. I'm not upgrading right away. I'm going to switch carrier, so I got to wait a couple more months. But I'm going to go from AT&T to Verizon. Big Red, right? Because AT&T is just kind of, it's not good where I work, and I use it at work all the time, and I'm always trying to, standby window. And I do have Verizon on my iPad, which works anywhere. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. But anyways, you know, the reason I want to get an iPhone 5 is because of LTE speed and the better battery life, and plus the switch carriers. I mean, that's the reason I would buy it. But a lot of folks are saying, you know, I'm in Wi-Fi all the time. It doesn't really matter to me. And, you know, I don't sit and use it hour after hour all the time. So battery life is fine. It's okay for what I use. And so you kind of wonder if we're going to reach the same point in smartphone sales that we've hit in, you know, desktops and laptops, where you have enough technology to do what you need to do. You don't have to upgrade every year or every other year anymore. As long as the battery holds up and Wi-Fi keeps expanding, you're okay. You can do whatever you need to do. So I kind of wonder. If that's what's happening. Other news from Apple is that we have an iPad Mini launch this October. You think that's going to happen? For some reason, I don't. And the reason I don't is I think an iPad Mini would cannibalize their iPad sales. You know, we've had a lot of the smaller tablets come out. The Nexus 7, which I have and I like, but it's not an iPad. And Amazon Kindle, which, you know, I have a hunch it's not an iPad either. But they do work well. I mean, the Nexus, I do use mine quite a bit. It's just things aren't as smooth and crisp. And, I mean, it doesn't have a Retina display for one. But it works. It's fast. I mean, that's for sure. I think it's actually faster than the iPad as far as, like, bringing stuff up. But anyways, that's it. Portfolio news, for me, it's basically the same. You know, I was a sell in May guy back in the day this year when it was time to sell, and I've been kind of in lower beta stuff. I didn't actually go all to cash. I went some to cash and some to low beta stuff, and if you listen to the Boo and read the blog, you know I've been working on a short-term trading system, so I've been using a certain percentage of my portfolio to do that, and that's hit or miss, by the way. Nothing to gloat about. It's not horrible, but it's okay. I don't know. Might be more effort than it's worth, but anyways. So I have cash and low beta stocks, and I've been debating, you know, what am I going to do as we approach the end of the sell in May, right? If you stick a hard and fast, you buy in November 1, right? Or if you use, you know, MACD crossings or double tops, double bottoms within the time period, near the end of the time period, you know, then that could be another opportunity. Or a double bottom. Yeah, double bottom in October sometime, which doesn't look like we're going to get, right? I mean, look at Apple today. It hit the 50-day moving average and bounced right up. So looks like there's still a bullish bias to the market. So I'm kind of debating on what I'm going to do. I mean, my thought right now, just off the cuff, is that since I followed sell in May, I'll probably stick with it for now. And if we get a big correction here, then I'll get more aggressive and throw the cash in too. And if not, then come November 1, I'll start looking for opportunities, and I'll probably start, you know, dollar cost averaging in and waiting for a time to get it back in. I mean, that's probably my strategy right now. Well, hey, in politics, we got the big debate tomorrow night, Romney versus Obama. And I don't think it matters how either of them do, because I think the people who support Obama will vote for Obama, and the people who support Romney will vote for Romney, and each will declare their candidate the winner of tomorrow night's debate. The independents probably won't be watching. They don't care, right? If you think about it, if you don't have an opinion at this point, you probably aren't going to vote. So I think Obama's going to win in a landslide, unfortunately. I mean, from my point of view, I don't, you know, see him improving the economy. The economic policies that we're following, I don't think are going to be fruitful for the economy in the long term. So I think we need to change course. But it doesn't look like we're going to. So, you know, I don't want to get depressed or pessimistic about it. It's just, it is what it is. And as investors, as job workers, as people living, you know, we got to do the best that we can with what the environment gives us. So, you know, continue to trade stocks. And if it looks like we're a top, get out. If it doesn't, then keep riding it. You know, invest in the companies that are getting the government dollars and that kind of stuff. So that's the way to play it. Just make money, because, you know, it doesn't matter who's in politics, because you are still responsible for your own financial well-being. Well, hey, it's Tuesday night. It's like 100 degrees here in Sacramento. I know. You know, it's always kind of like this, and people are shocked, but it's kind of always like this in early fall. It gets hot, and then at some point as we get close to Halloween, it just suddenly cools off. And we go through this year after year, and I think September's been one of the hottest Septembers on record with days over 90 degrees, but I don't know. I'm not blaming global warming. I'm just saying what it is. I mean, you look at the high temperature records of the day, and, you know, it goes back to the 30s, the 40s, the 60s, all over the place. It's all over the map. So in the future, you know, maybe we'll look back on 2012 as, hey, boy, it was hot that year. We shall see. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.